Let's get some analysis now on the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Friday, February 27th, 2026, here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman, and it was an interesting day in the grain market today. We saw positive numbers in the grains led by a red-hot wheat market. We're joined now by U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. And Don, it was a wild ride in the markets today.
Well, you know, most definitely. We always say the bear turns into the bull and the bull the bear, where the wheat market has been the big bear in the market. And the funds have been sitting heavily short the wheat market, gradually trying to get out. But it's the end of the month today. And what we really saw is an exit to the door, getting out of short positions. So not a lot of new news out here, although the world demand on wheat did spark up probably a little better than the government said. But I think it's more of a technical market. We've been in an extended uptrend buy signal on corn, beans, and wheat. And we just added to it to the end of the month. So I think when you look at it, also the soybean oil has been in contract highs, July soybeans in contract highs. So pushing to the upside, more technical than anything else. And market is adding an awful lot of risk premium for the announcement the end of March, we think, on what the RVO program and the biofuel program looks like from the government. So for now, big crops in South America coming at us. Higher we go, the less competitive we get. And so there's a means to the end of the market. But for now, technical to run to the end of the week, Jamie.
Over in the livestock market, specifically cattle, sharply lower here. That's been also a roller coaster this week.
Yeah, you know, the cattle market, we've traded cattle mainly on Friday, even some on Saturday. The feedlots won the battle, pushing the market higher. The packer continuing to get big losses around that $300 a head mark. But this week, thing changed. We did see some cash cattle trade in Thursday as much as $5 a hundredweight lower in the Southern Plains and $3 lower in the Corn Belt on a Thursday, and that's all it took to take the wind out of the market. So, it's a market that is highly dependent on the demand side of the market. We know the supplies are going to stay tight, but they also did in the last cyclical top in a market. But hog market bounced back, throughout this week, but the end of the week, it was more of a me too type of selling attitude. When you get up around the 110, 112 on summer months on hogs, for what we know on the fundamentals, the belief is that we're fully dialed in some kind of a seasonal rally.
Don, if people want to pick your brain on these markets, how do they get a hold of you there at U.S. Commodities?
You bet, Jamie. You can reach us here at U.S. Commodities at 1-800-247-4071.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose with your market analysis for this Friday, February 27th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.